Welcome to Time with Abba, the Blessing Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is December 9th, Monday, 2019, day 342. Today's topic, catch. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 138, verses 1 to 8, Joel chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 21, Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 to 20. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Today's main passages, there are four. The first one, Psalm 138, verse 3. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. The second one is from Joel, chapter 2, verses 28 to 29. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. The third passage from Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 to 19. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Write, therefore, what you have seen, what is now and what will take place later." Fourth passage is from Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is catch. Catch what? Number one, catch those gifts the Holy Spirit pours out to you so that you will be greatly emboldened. That's from Psalm 138, verse 3. Being changed from a state of lack of faith to become strong and courageous to exercise those gifts. Number two, catch those gifts the Holy Spirit pours out to you so that you can exercise the gift of speaking in tongues, prophecy, dreams and visions. That's from Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 29. Number three, catch those gifts the Holy Spirit pours out to you so that you might be able to be like John, to exercise the gift of prophecy and visions. That's from Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 to 19. Number four, catch the gift the Holy Spirit pours out to you so that you can be able to exercise the gift of visions. That's from Proverbs 29, verse 18. Catch. I pray that you can be able to catch those gifts the Holy Spirit pours out to you so that you can be encouraged, to become strong and courageous to exercise those gifts. Let's pray together. Dear Abba Father, help us to be able to catch those gifts the Holy Spirit pours out to us so that we can be encouraged to become strong and courageous to exercise those gifts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be able to catch those gifts the Holy Spirit pours out to you so that you can be encouraged to become strong and courageous to exercise those gifts? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.